If ever white had cause to rue, a wretched deed, vile and untrue, the banister with shame may sing, who sold his life that loved him. The noble Duke of Buckingham, his death doth make me sing this song. I unto him did them betray, that wrought his downfall and decay. I him betrayed, and none but I, for which I sorrow heavy lie. But sorrow now too late doth come, for I alone have him undone, whose life I ought to have preserved, for well of me he is deserved, that from the dust had lifted me to honor and to dignity. But I these favors did forget, when thou with danger wast beset. Good Buckingham, thy life I sold, in hope to have reward of gold. From court unto my house is fled, Duke Buckingham, to save his head. When Richard sought to cast thee down, whose hand did help him to the crown? But thou found'st treason hid in trust, for which I have my guerdon inst. King Richard caused them to proclaim, £1,000 the man should gain, that Buckingham could first bring in, beside the favor of the king. This gold and favor drew my heart to play this vile and traitorous part. But when this duke I had betrayed, la, court for to be paid, with favor of the king and gold, cause I of Buckingham had told. But lo, I found another thing. I was disdained of the king, and rated as a varlet base, that so betrayed the good duke's grace, that me so highly had preferred. Above the merits I deferred. Thus shame was all I did receive, yet so the king did not me leave. When I with sorrow home was gone, the king soon sent a gentleman, whom he did bid take to himself my house, my land, and all my wealth. Then by the king's authority. He took both gold and goods from me, myself, my wife, and children three. He turned us forth without pity. Into the field succor to seek, which he my house and land did keep. Thus I for favor purchased hate, my deed with shame I rue too late. Yet thus my sorrows do not end. Now God from heaven his scourge doth send. He to my soul sends double grief. Of all my sorrows it is chief. Cease, cease, all you that do lament, lest you my purpose do prevent. I can no lot of sorrow spare, for you to express your woeful care. Shame, woe, and sorrow doth belong to me, then all you do me wrong, that makes such lamentation deep, when none but I have cause to weep. I, the time I knew full well, like me you climb, like me you fell. The Duke did me to honor bring. Thou wast advanced by the King. Thou lovedst the King whilst he did live. Fierce death the Duke did give, for making then a mournful song. I justly challenge thee of wrong. What though thou felt from high degree, like me to end in misery, yet hast thou cause still to be glad, and none but I cause to be sad. In court when thou hadst got high place, for poor men thou didst purchase hate, and wouldst not suffer them take wrong, although their foes were ne'er so strong. Thou gavest an ear to widow's cry, and wiped the tears from orphan's eye. Thou saved their lives by law condemned, and in but a woeful end. Thou mournst when thy sweet Edward died, I unto death the Duke betrayed. Thee, Jane, why mournst thou in thy song? I still do challenge thee of wrong. I'll give thee comfort for thy woe, so thou thy mourning wilt forego, and leave thy sad lament to me, for it belongeth not to thee. What though King Richard with disgrace did cast thee from thy lofty place. Thy good deeds done doth spread thy fame. My cursed fact claims errorless shame. Cease then from mourning, lovely Jane. 4,000s thank thee for thy pain. Let sorrow dwell in my sad song, to whom it only doth belong. Which song I sing not thee to grieve, but that thou mayst my ways believe. This, when thou hearest, thou wilt all mournful woe with me must lodge. When I like thee by Richard was made to the world a looking glass, all hearts with tears thy fall did rue, but all did say I had my due. Though law did say you should thee give, some lost their lives thee to relieve. When I cried, give men with rebuke, said not to him that sold the duke. Thus thou found'st friends thee to relieve, but when I asked, none would me give. Yea, God on me a plague did send. My sons came both to timeless end. My eldest first through misery did hang himself in a pigsty, whilst over him we sat and mourned. My youngest in a ditch was drowned, where we did leave our children dead, above the ground unburied. Myself, my wife, and daughter dear did range the country far and near. Where'er we came to beg for need, I still was rated for my deed. Each one denying to give him bread, that sold away his master's head. Then we returned home again, at our own door to end our pain, whilst I sought sticks to make a fire. My daughter's death brought her desire. His servant, which my land possessed, came first and found my child deceased. Mittens' young son, my wife there killed, his father's heart with sorrow filled. Came forth his only son to view, whom I with his own rapier flew. And after this my wife and I ended our lives in misery. All you that hear my woeful song, Know this, though God do suffer wrong, yet treason foul he doth abhor, and traitors vile he doth not spare. Ye Christians dear, blot not your fame with the disgrace of traitor's name, which I did carry to my grave, and to the world's end shall it have.